Well, it's great to see everyone this morning, and how about our praise team this morning? What a great job. It's great to hear them and to hear that music, and as Jim led us this morning. Before I read the scripture this morning, I just want to let you know the title of the sermon is Spiritual Bones, not Spiritual Bonus, although I guess you could do either one with that. Maybe the Lord was trying to lead me in a different direction this morning. I don't know. But anyway, I just want to let you know it's spiritual bones. That's the what it should say. And then it's good to see Ed and Rhonda with us this morning. Again, we extend our Christian love and sympathy to you and Rhonda and the loss of your father. God bless you. We're glad to see you this morning. Welcome back. And it's glad that you're here. I did not know about Jennifer's father, so maybe you can give me some information on that later on. I would appreciate that. All right, let us hear the word of the Lord this morning. Oh, by the way, I do want to tell you that the young man that's going to be our student, I've talked with him this week. He is a very spiritual young man. In my conversation with him, as we was getting ready to leave, he said, I had not gotten all of his biographical information, but he said, well, in a few minutes, I'm going to be leading a Bible study with the Duke baseball team. And then as I got to reading some of his information, he's also, because he's involved, he's a student, and he's an RA there in one of the dorms. He's gotten to know some of the young men, and he's also a chaplain, not only for the baseball team, but also for the football team. So I think this young man has a lot to offer. His mom is a very strong Christian, and apparently, I can't remember her name now, but actually has seminars throughout the country. He grew up following her to these seminars. So he has listened to her speak and give these seminars. So I think we're really in for a treat this summer as this young man comes and brings God's word to us and ministers to us as well as we minister to him. So very exciting. Young man. So if pray about hosting him. We've got a few weeks, but I'd like to know, soon so I can tell him where he's going to live. So anyway, you pray about that. All right. I know we got communion this morning, so I need to move on. Ezekiel 37, we hear these words. It's a wonderful story, powerful story. Of course, I'm not going to be able to hit on everything this morning, but let's hear what God has to say to us. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and of course, this is Ezekiel, and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. And he set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. God knows everything. I love that song we sang a few minutes ago, Jim. It says, you look beyond, what was it? Beauty, you look beyond, something to that effect. And I thought about that as I was listening. God sees beyond what we see. God sees life and things that we don't know about. God can touch us in places deep down the depths of our soul and when we don't even know it. We have no clue that it's there. And so this is what this is talking about. God knows. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, this is God. This is the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit has led Ezekiel to this valley of dry bones. You know, a lot of times when we pray, we pray for God to do wonderful things, powerful things for us. We don't want him to lead us to places of death, places of isolation, places of darkness, do we? We don't pray those kind of prayers. We don't hope those kinds of things, do we? Thank you. But when the Spirit leads, we better listen to it and we better follow it. So again, the Spirit says, prophesy to these bones, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter these bones. Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. You hear that? As I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come down from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from the graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I've opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it. Let us pray. Oh God, we do give you thanks today that you bring life out of death. We thank you for your breath, your spirit, that we read in Genesis as hovering above the earth when there was nothing, when the earth was formless, and you brought life. Oh God, it is that hope that we have in you, that hope that we have in Jesus Christ, who indeed was raised from the dead on that resurrection Sunday, so that we might continue to have that life as we live upon this earth and in the life to come. Fill us with your power and presence today. So we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Charles Spurgeon said these words about this particular passage of Scripture. He said this. He said, now first, in using this text, as I have said, for practical purposes, I'm going to make this remark upon it. We are nothing without the Holy Spirit. Now, as we look at this passage of Scripture, I just want to set the scenario for you real quick. Israel has been devastated. The capital has been burned. Ezekiel and a lot of other priests and prophets, the elite in Jerusalem, have been taken to Babylon. Ezekiel is among them. Ezekiel is in Babylon prophesying back to Jerusalem. Now, how does he know what's happened? When you read Ezekiel, it says that a messenger had come from Jerusalem to Babylon and told Ezekiel, the land has been devastated. The temple has been torn down. There is no life. Everyone has lost hope. There is no connection between this once proud people whom God said that he had chosen for them. There is no, they feel like there's no connection between them and God. And they're hopeless. You know, they're lost. And, you know, we hear about situations like that all the time. You probably have conversation with people who feel that way. Maybe you know some right now who feel that way, or you sense that as they share with you, as we talk, as they talk with you. And this is the situation that we have here before us. Israel's army, you know, there's been a great battle. And these mighty warriors of God who went out to do battle, who went out to fight for their country, who went out to defend their country, they have died in battle. It's been a while. How do we know it's been a while? It's been a while because we are told that not only are there bones scattered everywhere, but these bones are dry. This is the vision that has come to Ezekiel. And what does the Scripture tell us? Because it reiterates for us that all was lost. There was absolutely nothing there. Absolutely nothing. You know how it feels, don't you? When you feel lost, it can be physically, it can be emotionally, it can be spiritually, can't it? You know what it's like. And people are in those situations, you know, day in and day out. It can center that lostness, that disconnectedness, that loss of hope, can center around the death in a family of a loved one or a friend. Or how about a marriage that hasn't gone the way you want it to go, or maybe you or know someone is in that right now, and you just feel like there's just no answer. Where's the what direction are we going to go in? Or maybe you feel that way spiritually on the inside. We go through those moments and times in our lives, don't we? And so that's what is taking place here. I can't emphasize to you enough that this picture, if you will, signifies nothingness. Many of these brave warriors, there wasn't even time to bury them. Many of the women and children had been taken hostage or killed, so there was no one left behind to even give them a proper burial. All seems totally, totally, nothing but destruction. So it's into this that God, the Holy Spirit, is working. God's Spirit is working. It's working because, first of all, it works through Ezekiel. It sends Ezekiel. God sends Ezekiel. Question for you. Does God need Ezekiel to make these bones come alive? Does he? It's a good question. Think about it. Does God need you and me? Can't God just do it on his own? Couldn't God just, you know, whoosh, hey, snap his fingers, and wouldn't it have happened? Did God need Ezekiel? We don't know, but he sure used him. But the Spirit, God's Spirit is calling to Ezekiel in this vision, and he leads him to this valley of dry bones. That's a perfect place, isn't it? You know, so many times we want to be in the happy place, don't we? We want to be in the place of joy. We want to be in the place of peace. We don't even want to hear about devastation. We don't even want to hear about negativity. We don't even want to hear, oh, there's enough of that in the world. We want to be in that positive place. Now, granted, I know what you're saying, well, preacher, that's Ezekiel, that's not me. God's talking to Ezekiel. Maybe God will lead me there, but I don't know. That's true. But into this place of isolation and nothingness, God sends a person. You know where I'm going with this, aren't you? God sends a person. A human being like you and me. This human being, you say, yes, preacher, he's a priest, though. Yes, preacher, he's a prophet. Well, he wasn't a prophet that God told him he was, and God gave him the word to say. Every one of us in here can be prophets. Because the point of the story is as prophets of God's word, we too bring that word of hope and life to any situation that we come upon. That's what's happened here. The scripture cited Ezekiel does what God has commanded him to do. You think these bones can live, Lord? You know. Yes, he does. He knows everything. Doesn't he? Tells us what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Preach to the bone. And so what does it say? Ezekiel obeyed what the Lord commanded. And we are told that Ezekiel then brings God's word, God's message of salvation and hope and direction to the nation of Israel. Yes, you're in Babylon. Yes, you're disconnected from people. Yes, the temple is gone. Yes, all this stuff has happened. But there is hope. And you will rise again. One day, God will restore. So God sends his. We're told then the bones come together, the sinews, but there's something missing, and it's the spirit. God has to breathe on that. Where does that put you and me today, brothers and sisters in Christ? How do we embrace the Spirit? How do we? We need to pray that the Spirit would stir us up. That God's Spirit would stir within you and me to be messengers of hope, of God's divine presence and grace and power to those situations where there's devastation, where there's loneliness. Given to you and me. Now we say in our church, we say that at our baptism, or when we receive Christ at our baptism, that we what is that Spirit doing inside of you today? What's it stirring you today? What's it calling us to do as Mount Olivet and Diamond Methodist Church? How do we need to pray that Spirit would stir within us? God's action and purpose and direction to bring hope to a fallen world. What is the Spirit doing in your heart today? What's it doing? Is it just kind of laying complacent? You're just like, be still, my soul.
Pray with me. To be the representative of God's word that He calls to be.
That He would call us to be servants of His and prophets of His mighty power and Spirit that can bring hope and life in any situation. We're getting ready to have Holy Communion in a couple minutes. And so we picture in ourselves now Jesus Christ meeting with His disciples. This is my body which is broken for you. This is my blood, the blood of my new covenant, which is given for you. And in that picture, we recognize that because of Jesus going to the cross,